Brighton Festival 2018.
Now, one of the installations or artworks, and this piece is really hard to define, it, running throughout the festival month, is Life Model 2. And the festival director, David Shrigley, has transformed Fabrica into a classroom. But the traditional life drawing class is replaced by a caricatured sculpture of a 9-foot-tall woman. Visitors are invited to sit, observe and draw the model using materials provided, with the resulting artworks hung up as part of the exhibition. I went along to Fabrica to find out more from the artist himself.
The life model herself is about 2.5 metres tall, which is, going on 8 feet in old money. So she's oddly proportioned, shall we say. She's got very small feet for such a tall person, and kind of unfeasibly long thighs. She's like a human grasshopper. Apart from that, she's pretty well proportioned. And if you took just a cursory glance at her, you might not notice until you started to draw. The reason for that is because I went to art school at Glasgow School of Art, and I wasn't very good at life drawing, even though you had to do life drawing. And I guess even if you do an objectively correct drawing of the life model, it'll still look incorrect. So maybe that's just a playful way of me acknowledging that I wasn't very good at life drawing. My contribution to the exhibition isn't... I don't make any of the drawings, because I made the life model. She is my child, as it were.
Painful birth, that would have been.
Metaphorically, it was a painful birth, yes.
She blinks, I notice.
She does blink, yeah. She's a robot, technically, but her only movement is her eyelids. Yeah, it's a very sophisticated piece of technology. It's randomised, so she blinks in a random fashion.
So let's come back to the experience of the visitor here. So they walk into Fabrica, sort of a sense of the church still here in the building, and then what are you hoping to do? The setup we have is the life model in the centre and then easels all around.
Well, the intention is, and the expectation is, that most people who come to the exhibition will make a drawing and they all get exhibited, so they all become part of the exhibition. So I guess the dividing line between the artist and the viewer is blurred a little bit. It's a collaboration. And also the activity that's going on while the exhibition is on, people are physically drawing, so that process becomes part of the exhibition as well. So I think that open-ended nature of what it is the role of the artist and the viewer is what I'm interested in, perhaps.
David Shrigley there talking about his piece Life Model 2. And Life Model 2 is free and it's running at Fabrica through to Sunday the 27th of May. And it's Mondays and Fridays 12 to 5, Saturday and Sunday 12 to 7. And I think the bank holiday, the last bank holiday of May, it's 2 to 5 in the afternoon.
Anyway, all in the festival programme. I popped in on Saturday because I wasn't sure what to expect from this. And I saw it in the programme and I'm like, yeah, and a kind of sort of Barbie type thing. And I went in and actually it was really funny. And what worked really well for me was the visitors' responses to it. So they put all these drawings up on the wall and people have done all kinds of different responses because it's pink and bald. So there was
by
one
it,
of them.
You mean the model?
The
she
model, yes, the model, bald, yes. Right. She, all right, do we call her she? All right, she is pink and bald. And somebody did a great one where they given her really hairy legs, an enormous furry whatnot, a big furry muff, let's say that. And I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Some people have put speech bubbles coming out and people had totally reinterpreted it in their own different way, which I thought was very creative. I was very surprised as well to see the mix of ages there. I mean, I'm guessing your mum's not going to this, as she's a very recalcitrant drawer. But there were older people there, there were children there, and everyone was really in the zone with it, really into it.
I've dropped by since speaking there to David Shrigley. I've popped into Fabrica a couple of times just to get a sense of how popular it is.
Yeah.
And it's been busy in there.
Yeah.
With, as you say, lots of different types of people, either just sort of looking on, wandering around, or taking their place in their easel and doing their own representation. I think it's great fun and also quite interesting, as you say, how people interpret that not to size 9 foot tall woman.
Yes, quite, yeah. And the blinking did surprise me because I didn't know that she blinked. And then when I saw her blinking, it's like, oh, OK.
Randomised blinking.
Yes, anyway, so that's Life Model at Fabrica. Goes through to the 27th of May and it is free. And I might even try my hand at drawing. Judging on the drawing I saw you do today, I am as rubbish a drawer as you are.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.